First of all, I just need your full name and job title, please.
Yeah, it's Karen Booth, Department of Work and Pensions Press Officer.
Okay, Karen, can you just describe this case for us?
Yeah, this man was claiming that he had a very serious medical condition, that he had a very bad back and he was virtually unable to walk, when that obviously wasn't the case, because in May 2004 somebody rang us anonymously and let us know that he was in actual fact working for a tyre company and lifting very heavy tyres on a daily basis.
And it was 6 months later that he actually came clean, is that correct?
Well, he was investigated. He was then put under surveillance with our fraud investigators to have a look at what was going on. And he was filmed actually at work and using heavy tools like crowbars and things to lift very heavy tyres off things. So he was caught under surveillance, yes. And then when he was interviewed, he didn't actually admit to what had happened.
What do you think about him, about what he's actually done?
Well, all benefit fraud is treated seriously. Benefit fraud is in actual fact a crime, and it is a serious crime. It's affecting every taxpayer in the country. We're all victims of benefit fraud. This is money that should be going to schools and hospitals and not in fraudsters' pockets.
Do you think the sentence reflects that?
Well, the judge obviously treated it very seriously. He said it was serious, and he gave him the maximum community punishment penalty that he could give him.
And how widespread is this problem? Because obviously somebody came to you rather than you actually finding out yourselves. Is this something that's going on a lot in society?
Well, it is going on, but you know, we have to say that benefit fraud accounts for only 1% of the actual benefits that we pay out, so it is quite low, but we're not complacent with that. Any amount of benefit fraud isn't good enough, and we will pursue any cases that we come across.